Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show. Buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome back. You know, Joe Biden's one of the most pathetic, dementia-ridden losers in world history. The White House now claims the baby formula shortage has been a top priority since February. That's after Biden claimed complete ignorance of the problem last week, never knew there was an issue in the first place. I mean, it's unbelievable. The lies that come out of this, and if you were with me, in hour one or two, you know that I brought up that just today I was in the gym working out and I'm watching the story of the nuclear meltdown of Three Mile Island. And all the mothers on the show with tears in their eyes saying, I used to hate the Vietnam protesters. And I thought, how could you hate your own government? How could you protest your own government? How could you not believe your own government? How could you accuse your government of being liars and purposely hurting people and killing people? And now I'm a protester, and I hate the government, and I can't stand anything they say, and I believe they're liars, and I will never trust the government again after Three Mile Island. That's what the mothers were saying. You know, these were all white, middle-class mothers who hated Vietnam War protesters, and suddenly they became anti-government protesters who thought the government was a liar because of what happened at Three Mile Island. Folks, it doesn't matter if it's Vietnam, Three Mile Island, the COVID vaccine, the stolen election. Government lies about everything. They're all born liars. That's how they become politicians. And they lie about everything. And the bureaucrats, they aren't even elected. So they're just pathetic liars without even getting elected. They don't lie to get elected. They're not elected. They're unelected. None of you have chosen them, these agency heads. But all they do is lie and lie and lie. They're born liars. And everything is about protecting their job and their pension and their Cadillac health care, right? They get the best health care in the world. You and I have the worst health care in the world. These people are, right? There are supposedly, there are employees. They work for us, right? They're government employees. They work for us, the taxpayer. But no, they have the best health care plans in the world where we get nothing. And they have salaries that are way better than what they're supposed to be getting compared to us. We're their indentured servants is what it comes down to. And they lie about everything to keep their job and to keep their pension. None of us have pensions. They all have giant pensions for the rest of their lives for not working. It's insane. You know, I could understand that it was like the military, right? In the military, everyone gets a pension. Small pension. You get a little pension, a percent of what you used to make. You know, if you were a general and you made $150,000 a year, you might get a pension of like $75,000 a year. If you're a sergeant and you missed make $50,000, you might get $20,000 a year the rest of your life. So you got to still get a job, but it helps to have the pension. It's a big, big help in life. That's great. No problem with that. But government employees, they work for $100,000 a year and then they get a pension of $150,000 for the rest of their lives for not working, and they don't work the same amount of years they worked. They retire at age 45 to 50. If they live to 100, they'll get 50 years of a giant pension. And if they used to make 100, I said they'll make 150 in a pension. You go, you must be making a mistake, Wayne. No, I'm not. I'm not. Because many of these government employees, especially on the state level, they get a pension based on the last 3 years they worked, and that includes overtime. So if your base salary is $60,000 a year, but you work 24 hours a day for the last 3 years, you work yourself to the bone because you know you're going to make a giant pension for the rest of your life. So you bring your base up from 60 to 120 or 150, right? And your average over 20 years as an employee was like, $40,000 a year. But in your last 3 years, you made 120, and now you get 80% of 120. So you pick up more per year for the rest of your life than you ever made while you were working. And then you add in the overtime, and they base it on overtime. Crazy. So they're all out to protect their salary, protect their job, protect their pension at all costs, protect their Cadillac health care at all costs. And they lie about everything. So here's the White House lying. The White House claimed President Joe Biden's administration made the baby formula shortage crisis a top priority as early as February, even though the president claimed he didn't know about this on Thursday. You just can't believe that people could be this big of liars, but they are. And there are so many important news stories today, I can't get to them all. U.S. gas prices reach all-time record high for the seventh straight day. And the mainstream media ignores it or they blame Ukraine. I mean, seriously? Baby formula maker Abbott reaches deal with the FDA to reopen the Michigan plant, but it could take 2 months before the product is available on the shelves. What are you going to do in those 2 months? They just admitted today that the baby formula shortage is in the military as well. So all the military wives who are having kids or about to have kids or they have a kid who's 2 years old, there's no baby formula. Right? And then how about Joe Biden? He's decided to visit Buffalo because a white man shot some black people. Horrible. Nobody's defending it. Horrible. But he couldn't visit Waukesha, Wisconsin, where a Black Lives Matter guy ran over a bunch of white people. That sums up everything going on in America today. It's okay to be racist against white people, but it's not okay to be racist against black people. In my opinion, it's no good to be racist against anyone. It's no good to be racist against any race, any religion, any sex, any gender. But you can't say one is okay and one's not. It's so wrong and so hypocritical. And the way they answer questions, if Trump answered questions like this or any member of his administration, it would be the biggest news story in America. Surgeon General of Biden says to panicked parents looking for baby formula, check with your doctor to see if they have some samples. Is that your answer? Go to your doctor and see if he has free samples. And by the way, that should last about a week. That should last a day. That should last an hour. You know how small the samples are doctors give you? Whenever I've gotten a free sample from a doctor, it's like enough to last a day. There are people out there, and the baby formula manufacturers have said this shortage could last the rest of the year. There are people out there that cannot find formula. I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to drive like 20 miles. 20 miles. I mean like 200 miles, 300 miles, 400 miles, 500 miles, 1,000 miles. Somewhere in the world they're going to try and find baby formula and maybe come back 15 hours later to see their wife and their kid with baby formula in their hand. That'll last a day and 2 days from now they can go out and drive another 1,000 miles. I don't know what they're going to do. But I know one thing. The answer from the Surgeon General of America is not, see if your doctor has some free samples. And then let me segue to stolen elections, because this is a stolen election, and we all know it. Oregon is now going to allow ballots 7 days after elections with their new postage date law. This is where, I was talking last week on the Alex Jones Show about we need a divorce. Blue states and red states have to go their separate ways. We can't live under the same leadership anymore. I have no interest in living under these people. This is asking for stolen elections, asking for everyone to rig and steal elections. No Republican will ever win again in Oregon, ever. And that's crazy to allow what's so clearly stolen elections. Oregon Secretary of State Shamia Fagan, wow, that's some name, Shamia Fagan released a new PSA today. Meaning a public service advertisement, to educate voters about the postmark rule. This is the second PSA the secretary's released as part of the Trusted Info 2022 campaign. And the new PSA is available in English, Spanish, Russian, Cantonese, Mandarin, Vietnamese, and Somali. Oh, that gives me such trust in elections that the people voting speak English, Spanish, Russian, Cantonese, Mandarin, Vietnamese, and Somali. First off, that's problem number one. And then our best tool, says Shamia Fagan. I don't know if that's a man or a woman. I have no idea what kind of name that is. I have no idea. But our best tool in the fight against false information is true information. And we're going to make sure Oregon elections are about truth. Well, guess what the new law is that he or she is bragging about? It's known as the postmark rule. It says that any ballot postmarked by election day is considered on time, even if it arrives at election offices up to 7 days after the election. So no one can ever win an election on election night. You won't know for 7 days if they've won. And if God forbid a Republican's leading on election night, you know that 7 days later they'll rule them the loser every single time. Voters may be able to put their ballots in the mail as late as election day, as long as it's postmarked that day, but then it can arrive 7 days later. The new law will mean the total number of votes cast in the election will increase in the days following election day. These are not late votes. Every vote tallied will have been cast on time. This new law will mean close elections will not be decided on election night. Exactly. There you go. That's amazing. But you know what it means. You and I know what it means. It means Democrats work together with the Postal Union, and if they know that a Republican is up by 20,000 on election night, they'll make sure they put 30,000 the next day, and they'll postmark it, the Postal Union, the dirty Postal Union, the fraud, corrupt Postal Union, will postmark it the day before, and there's 30,000 new votes against the Republican, and the election is lost. That's how elections are rigged and stolen. Let that be blue America. I want to live in red America. I want a divorce. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SealsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Project by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, the freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the show. So the sponsor of this segment of the show is a politician, but he's the anti-politician. Maybe you'd call him a citizen politician, Kyle LeBrew, for Congress. He's a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. He's an entrepreneur. He is a strong, unapologetic conservative Republican. He's an America First conservative. He's a Trumper. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for holding public schools from indoctrinating our kids, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. He's pro-life. He supports term limits. He understands government works for the people, not the other way around. And he also believes we don't need more Republicans in Congress. We need more good Republicans in Congress, fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. This guy is fantastic. He's the prototype for what a candidate should look like. So no matter where you are in this country, if you're a Wainwright fan and you're listening right now, please go to his website, kylelebrew.com, and donate some money. Tell him Wainwright sent you, and you're doing it, you know, in honor of Wainwright, because Wayne believes you are the perfect candidate. kylelebrew.com. Kyle LeBrew. L-A-B-R-U-E. kylelebrew.com. Go to the website, volunteer, or click on the contribute button at the top of the page. I don't care where you are in this country, even though he's running in Missouri, give him some money because he's that kind of a great candidate. We want more like him in Congress. KyleLeBrew.com, LeBrew, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. All right, so I mentioned this before. Study finds positive correlation between higher mask usage and COVID-19 deaths. It's a peer-reviewed study called Correlation Between Mask Compliance and COVID-19 Outcomes in Europe. Data from 35 European countries on morbidity and mortality and mask usage, 602 million people involved. And the findings suggest countries with high levels of mask compliance did not perform better than those with low mask usage. And not only that, not only no benefit, but the paper found a moderate positive correlation between the use of masks and COVID-19 deaths. So slightly higher deaths if you wear masks. It's unbelievable. It's really amazing that we have all these people. And right now at this moment, Manhattan and New York City is going back to indoor masks, which shows stupidity. Another really impressive survey from a brilliant guy who knows all the right criteria and used 400 independent observers and followed all the five Bradford Hill criteria applicable to vaccines. And the survey compared all-cause mortality death rates prior to the vaccine to the rates immediately after the vaccine. And guess what they found? That over 500,000 Americans have been killed by the COVID vaccine so far. And before you tell me that's a crazy number, I've been saying that number for months. Because the VAERS report shows about 30,000 Americans dead. And that is a tiny, tiny percent of the amount of people who actually die. Is the amount that actually makes it into the VAERS report, because it takes almost an hour to fill out the form. And if you're not a doctor, you can't fill it out, or at least a nurse or a PA. And none of them want to fill it out for a patient that died. No one wants to admit we killed our patient, they died under our care. So very few are ever reported. And so Columbia University, my alma mater, did a study for the last, I guess, four decades of the VAERS report, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and they found you have to multiply by at least 20, whatever the number of deaths is. So right now there's about 30,000 deaths from the vaccine. On the VAERS report, multiplied by 20, that's 600,000 dead. Now you go to Harvard. Harvard's medical people did a study, and they said you have to multiply times 100, that only 1% of the people who die ever get reported to the VAERS. So you have to multiply times 100. Multiply 100 times 30,000 dead, and that would be 3 million dead from the COVID vaccine. So I'll go with the much lower number, because this is a much more high-profile vaccine, and assume that doctors are more honest than usual vaccine. And I will say there are at least 500,000 dead. There's also a new peer-reviewed study that finds Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine protection against Omicron wanes just a week after receiving the second and third dose. So you're risking your life to take a vaccine that disappears, has no effect, a week after you take it. A week after you take it. Not a month, not a year, not a decade. 1 week after you take the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, your protection goes down to zero. Unbelievable. We're involved in the biggest deception, the biggest scam, the biggest propaganda in world history. And the only place you've gotten the correct truth since day one is right here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to Buffalo, New York Tuesday to pay respect to the victims of the supermarket mass shooting.
paying tribute to the Buffalo police officer, Aaron Slater, who gave his life trying to save others when a gunman shot and killed 10 innocent people in a grocery store in Buffalo on Saturday.
During a Medal of Valor ceremony at the White House, Biden paying tribute to the officer. The White House says President Biden will be there to mourn with the community. Illegal immigrants only have limited grounds to appeal deportation orders to the federal courts. The Supreme Court ruled Monday in a decision in which conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch led the dissent, joined by his three Democrat-appointed colleagues. The ruling does not affect the ability of the courts to weigh in on cases involving matters of law. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
the show. Lots of things going on today. Big day. Big day. Big day for me personally, making the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame, but big day for the country. A lot of good things, a lot of bad things. I want to mention real quick before I get to my guest, Ben Armstrong, that I mentioned that there was a ruling involving women on corporate boards is unconstitutional in California. That was a Los Angeles Superior Court judge who ruled you can't have a law increasing the membership of women on corporate boards. It's unconstitutional and violates the right to equal treatment. Of course it does. I'd love women on my board. Find me a great qualified woman, you'll be on my board. But you have no right to force me to find a person who's qualified or not just because they're a woman. And number two, the Supreme Court today, the Supreme Court limited how illegal immigrants can appeal deportation rulings. So they severely limited, you know, how an illegal immigrant could appeal deportation rulings. That's the good news. The bad news is it was a 5-4 decision. Gorsuch went to the evil side and joined three Democrat-appointed colleagues and voted against it. So can you believe it? That means that Roberts, who I hate and I despise, and I believe he's a fraud, and I believe he's probably either being blackmailed or he's just lied from the beginning what he was, Roberts ruled with us, and Gorsuch, Neil Gorsuch, went against us. Unbelievable. But we won 5-4, and it now is much harder for an illegal immigrant, illegal alien, I think is the better word, to appeal their deportation. So that's good. SteelsandDealsLV.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. People always say, you know, they complain and they go, Wayne, you have a lot of live reads and a lot of sponsors. Guess what? That means my show is healthy and everybody wants to pay for it. And you don't have to because they signed the front of the checks. Don't complain. SteelsandDealsLV.com is my buddy John Silverman, who built this magnificent business here in Vegas, and it's blown up huge for Vegas consumers. And now they ship nationwide, so anywhere you are, you can get great deals. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Steelsanddealslv.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. They'll beat any legitimate price. And now they happen to be moving their warehouse, so it's kind of anything goes, and it's going to be 50 to 80% off. Any product you want, there's so many great products. It doesn't matter if it's your home, your office, your patio. It doesn't matter if it's your kitchen, your bedroom, your dining room, your living room, outdoors. They've got pianos. They've got baby cribs. They've got barbecues, smokers, lawnmowers, automotive parts, bed frames, sofas, microwave ovens, refrigerators, wheelchairs. You name it, they've got it all, and now it's a blowout sale. Anything goes and everything will go because they're moving their warehouse 50 to 80% off. So just go to steelsanddealslv.com online or call them at 725-260-3337. They'll tell you if they've got the product you want at the price you want. 725-260-3337, steelsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. So we've got our guest here who's fast become one of my favorite guests. I really love him. He is such a smart guy, and he comes up with such great stats. Ben Armstrong is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show, and you can find that show at thenewamerican.com. Hey, Ben, there's so few people who do what you and I do, which is tell the truth, despite, you know, the mainstream media calling us liars and conspiracy theorists. We tell it like it is, and it brings a lot of fans to our side, and I know that you are winning over lots and lots of people, and I love having you on the show. Welcome back.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. But let me, I get the honor of being one of the first to congratulate you on your induction to the Nevada Hall of Fame, Broadcasters Hall of Fame. That is so awesome. I'm so happy for you. I know people don't understand in broadcasting if they're not in broadcasting. It's actually, it's very special because it's other broadcasters saying this guy's great. And that's special. And so you deserve it because your career has been all over the place, and you've shown you can succeed in broadcasting no matter what it is. So it's well-deserved. Congratulations, Wayne.
Thank you. Yeah, I started out in sports and sports gambling a long time ago. That was all I did. For 30 years, that's all I did. And then I shifted over to politics, won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination, and then used that as a springboard to, you know, become a guest on Fox News all the time, and then to get my own national show, and everything has gone from there. So a very lucky man. God bless America. The American dream is alive only in America. And you're not one of the first. You are the first on the show to congratulate me, the first guest to know about it and to congratulate me. So thank you for being there as the first guest who knows about this, which is fitting because you're becoming one of my favorite guests. So good stuff, Ben. So let's talk about COVID a little bit. I know you want to talk about hepatitis and the ties to COVID. I want to get to that in 1 second, but I want to say something else to you. So this weekend, you know that the U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, I think it's Futterman, he winds up with a stroke. He's a young guy, 52 years old. You know that the U.S. Senator of Maryland winds up with a stroke. He's a fairly young guy, same basic age as me, early 60s. These guys should not be stroking, and they're getting strokes, and they're all Democrats, and they've all gotten triple vaxxed. You and I both know that. So now you've got all these prominent Democrat politicians having strokes, and we know they're going to have heart attacks, and we know what the numbers are on the ground. I just want to get your thoughts, the two in one weekend like that who are prominent Democrats, your thoughts.
Here's the problem. It's so easy for the other side to say, it's not the vaccine, because strokes happen. And that's the problem, is the vaccine is hard to prove to some people that it's doing this, because what they don't understand what the vaccine actually does. The vaccine lowers your immune system, your white blood cell counts. It has to do this. The manufacturers will admit that it does this, because mRNA technology is rejected by your body. Your body would reject the mRNA technology. I just was hearing Dr. Robert Malone, who's the pioneer, the guy who invented it, who's against these mRNA vaccines, yet he pioneered the technology, was saying they stopped in the 90s from going forward, he did, personally, because of the inflammation that would happen. But in order to get around the inflammation is your body is fighting it off and killing what they're trying to put in your body. They lower your immune system. And that ties into what you're talking about with the strokes, besides the blood clotting. Any sickness could kill you, and how do you prove it when it's not COVID killing you? It might not even technically be the vaccine killing you. It's the vaccine can also lower your immune system, which it has to do. And if you get jabbed 2, 3, 4 times, your immune system, it's being proven now, is starting to say, what's the use of me doing what I'm supposed to do? It gets lowered, and it leaves you open to dying. Now, the aneurysms or the strokes, and that's the blood clotting. That's slightly different than the lowering of the immune system. That's blood clotting going on. Go look, the FDA, the CDC, they all admit that these things are producing blood clots. So if you're susceptible to something like blood clotting and you get the vaccine, you are increasing your chances that something like that might happen. Now, there's a chance that that person could have gotten a stroke naturally, and they were going to do it. But here's how we know it's the vaccine. The insurance company stats have shown beyond any doubt that we have had an all-cause mortality rise of around 40%. That is a game, set, match. So, yeah, we don't know for sure. I can't prove for sure that the vaccine did that to them, but when I can see that in the 2021, especially in the third quarter of 2021, a 40% rise in all-cause mortality in people in an age group that would not die of COVID-19. Understand, these are working age people who would just get sick. They wouldn't die of COVID-19, so you can't even say it's COVID-19. That's 100% proof that it's not coincidence that your relative got it. The vaccine probably did it to them. Some people, it's a coincidence, but a lot of people, it's not.
All right, so let me mention a few things. First of all, you know, I got married last November, and to beautiful Cindy Parker, who's now Cindy Parker Root. And I can say, since the wedding, I believe the number stands at 19 people who are either at my wedding or invited to my wedding, close friends, are either dead or had massive heart attacks or massive strokes. 19 people. Ben, that number's beyond belief. That number is beyond coincidence. That number reminds me of Chris, what did I say that name was of that place? Love Canal. Love Canal in Buffalo, New York area in the 1970s. All those kids were dying of cancer, and they said, oh, there's no connection at all to the company that used to dump toxic waste underneath our homes. No connection at all. And then they eventually proved the connection. Ben, 19 people that were invited to my wedding or went to my wedding are dead or had massive heart attacks or massive strokes. That number is huge. I've never seen politicians in their 50s and 60s have strokes. I've never seen so many Hollywood people have strokes and heart attacks on the set of their films. And I've never seen so many athletes drop dead all around the world in their 20s of heart attacks and strokes on the field while playing soccer. I've never seen two young black basketball players in high school die within an hour of each other on different ends of the United States, both teenagers. Both vaccinated, dropped dead on the basketball court. And Ed Dowd, who I'm sure you know, Ed, the great hedge fund manager, says that the millennial deaths are up 84%. So that's my counter to anybody who tells me, oh, well, that one wasn't because of the vaccine. My gosh.
100%. And I'll give you a sneak preview. I usually don't know already what my show is going to be for tomorrow, but I do. And tomorrow I'm going to have a show on this stat. And this comes from the Exposé, who does a great job of looking
at this. Yes, yes, I know the Exposé, yes.
Okay, according to the Office of National Statistics.
Ben, let's leave everybody on the edge here, because we're going a quick break, and then we'll tell it the minute they get back. And I also want to know if you heard about the survey that just came out, a survey done by a brilliant statistician, and he applied all these things, these names, I don't know. They used 400 independent observers. They satisfied all five Bradford Hill criteria applicable to vaccines. I never heard of any of this stuff. But the survey shows there's over 500,000 killed by the COVID vaccine so far. 500,000. And I don't doubt that number. But when we get back, I want to hear what Ben's got. And I want to tell you where they came up with this number. And we'll talk some more about the vaccines and other stuff going on, including hepatitis in young kids. Is that coming from the vaccine? If you're a parent with a young kid, you're going to want to stay tuned. Ben Armstrong back with Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. War.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back. You all know that I never start a segment without a live read. I have so many live reads to get in from all these wonderful sponsors. I'm going to skip a live read in this segment because I'm so fascinated by what Ben Armstrong has to say. And by the way, hey, Ben, do you realize this just came across my desk? New York City issues alert advising masks be worn indoors as city teeters on the edge of high transmission. Can you believe they want to go back to masks again?
It's unbelievable. And they don't want to give up their power. But if people keep leading like you did during the mask situation,
and you
tried to. Yeah, I really did. I did not wear masks, and I got kicked out of stores, and I constantly got kicked out. If we can get 30% of the people to say screw you, even though 70% will blindly follow, that 30% will lead, and they'll never get it back the way they want. They might in New York or L.A., but that's about it. And so just keep saying screw you, and we'll be okay.
Well, do you realize at the exact moment that they come out with that, you know, that emergency message, got to go back to masks in New York City, a study finds positive correlation between higher mask usage and COVID death. Of course it does. If you're getting no oxygen and you're breathing in the COVID germs of your own breath going back into your lungs again and again and again, every time you cough, you breathe that poison back into your lungs. Of course you're going to get sick and die. Of course masks lead to more death, not less death. This is just common sense science, isn't it?
Well, and the vaccine leads to more death, and that's the headline that I'm going to be having tomorrow.
So go. I can't wait to hear this. Go. Tell us.
Okay. According to the Office for National Statistics, and I think this is from the UK, the expose reported, fully vaccinated young adults are 92% more likely to die than unvaccinated. And this is not because there are more vaccinated people than unvaccinated people. This is a study showing out of 100,000 vaccinated to 100,000 unvaccinated, if you are fully vaccinated and a young adult who has no danger of dying of COVID at all, but you get the vaccine, you're fully vaccinated, 92% more likely to die than an unvaccinated person. How do they get around these stats? I don't know, because they're overwhelming.
Yeah, and pretty much every stat that I quote is from either the UK, Scotland, Wales, or Ireland, because it seems like those are the governments that, even though they're demanding vaccines, which is really strange, they're also honest in that their versions of the CDC do at least release these numbers involving how many people are dying and immune sick and immune damaged from the vaccine. All the numbers come from there. The United States, our CDC, is not forthcoming with those numbers. They're liars. They cover up those numbers, and you don't get to see them other than the VAERS list. And so most of my stats do come from England and around that area. But I will say that's been the argument of others when I get in a debate. They say, well, of course more people are dying who are vaccinated because more people are now vaccinated. It's almost all vaccinated people. And I go, so what? Wasn't the vaccine supposed to stop you from dying, you moron? If it doesn't stop you from dying, how is it effective if everyone who gets the vaccine gets COVID and many of them die? How is that a good vaccine? If I gave you a polio vaccine, Ben, and I gave you four polio vaccines and you still got polio, would you go, what a success?
I know, but it's worse than that. It doesn't just keep you even. It increases your chances of dying.
Right.
That's what we're finding out. It doesn't even not do anything. It makes it worse.
Well, the COVID odds worse, but it also gives you heart attacks and strokes and blood clots
and
cancer. Yes. You know, and you talked about how good your stat is because it compares 100,000 young people who are vaccinated with 100,000 young people who aren't. Great stat. I think just as deadly on the money as that one is when what's the name of the lawyer who comes on my show all the time? I'm drawing a blank for a minute. No, not Dershowitz. The guy who came up with the great stats, and I can't think of his name at this moment. He's a big class action lawyer from Ohio, and he comes on my show. He's been on four or five times, and he speaks at events with me, and I can't remember his name at the moment, but he'll come up with me in a sec. And he's got the Department of Defense numbers, and that's this closed-off society of people in the military who are young and in fantastically fit shape. And that shows that cancer is up 300% with soldiers who've been vaccinated. 300%! And it's not tiny numbers, Ben. He said that the numbers were the average year out of 1.5 million in the military, about 30,000 get cancer in an average year. And last year, the first year of the vaccine, 130,000 got cancer.
It's unbelievable. And you know why?
Thomas Renz, by the way. Thomas Renz. That's the lawyer's name.
Yes, yes. You know why we get more information out of the U.K. than we do in the United States covering up? Because the U.K. doesn't have Dr. Fauci, who funded COVID-19, the creation of it.
There you go.
That's why. And he's covering everything up because he's behind the whole thing.
So Ben, we got, what do we have left, Chris? Like 2 minutes or less? Minute 10. So here's what I want to do. It's in the history of my show, I've only kept people on three segments like five times in the history of my show. 6 years on national radio, five times. You're going to be, if you can stay, can you stay for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to keep you on because I want to talk about hepatitis in young people and where you see the connection with the COVID vaccine. So stay tuned. We're coming up with another hour of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and we'll have Ben Armstrong talking about COVID vaccine and the connection to young children around the world getting hepatitis. He is host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We shall be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.